Dan McGuire didn't let anything slow him down, not even Parkinson's disease. Mr. McGuire was a veteran cyclist from Vancouver. Throughout his life, he'd cycled all across Canada. And in 2007, when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, he continued to ride. In fact, he upped the mileage. At 81 years old, he finished a 10,000-kilometer ride across Canada. Dan McGuire died on the weekend of COVID-19. He was 88. Back in 2013, Mr. McGuire began his ride at the top of the World Highway in BC. He started the trip out on his road bike, but as his Parkinson's progressed, he traded it in for a recumbent bike. The entire trip took him 2 summers to finish. In August of 2014, he had almost completed his trip to Cape Spear Lighthouse in Newfoundland. When he was on Prince Edward Island, Dan McGuire spoke with the CBC about why it was so important for him, even as Parkinson's made it difficult for him to talk.
Well, it's the feel of it when you're riding wheels on the road. You're in control, it's quiet, you see things, take photos that you want.
And this big journey that you're undertaking right now across the country, across Canada, is to raise awareness for Parkinson's. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2007. Parkinson's is a disease that affects the balance, and my handwriting really went all wrong, and my speech is really poor now. My speech is really important. Cycling sort of helps keep the everything going right. First of all, it gives me the strength. You have to keep your muscles going, but it gives me the strength to do it. And also, it gives me a purpose.
That was Dan McGuire speaking with CBC PEI reporter Amar Shah in 2014. Mr. McGuire died over the weekend of COVID-19. He was 88 years old.